schnitzel von Crumb with a very low tum. Bitsa Maloney all skinny and bony. Muffin McClay like a bundle of hay. Bottomly Potts covered in spots. Hercules Morse as big as a horse. And Harry McCleary from Donaldson's Dairy.
Yes, you're listening to the best-selling New Zealand children's author Lynley Dodd, and I'm sure those doggy names are very familiar to many of you, as well as the catty names Slinky Malinky and Scarface Claw. Lynley has written and illustrated more than 30 books, many with a love of rhyme and wordplay and playful characters. You might also know The Smallest Turtle, A Dragon in a Wagon, and the illustrations from My Cat Likes to Hide in Boxes. Lynley, the first Harry McCleary came out in 1983. How did he come to you, this scruffy little dog?
He began as a little sketch on a piece of shopping note paper and was tucked in my ideas book for several years. I was meant to be doing Wake Up Bear, which is a book that finally came out later on, when my publisher rang and said, I'm terribly sorry to tell you this, but there's a new book out in America and it's called Wake Up Bear, It's Christmas. You can't do that one of yours now because we don't know whether that will be very similar to yours. And so you better stop. Can you think of something? Can you think of something else? Which was, of course, absolutely panic stations time. But I went to my ideas book and out fell the little piece of paper with Harry.
And then you started coming up with ideas. Your dog was the model for Schnitzel von Crumb with a very low tum.
Yes, he was, except that ours was a long-haired dachshund.
What about the other dogs? Because the dogs, they're not just fun, but their descriptions are very evocative, exactly about what they look like. Hercules Morse is the Great Dane. Schnitzel von Crumb is the dachshund. Muffin McClay is the English sheepdog. Did they come to you fully formed after you had this sketch of Harry McCleary?
Well, it's extraordinary because normally when I'm working on a book, I produce very slowly. I'm very, very slow. But when I sat down with that one and with the sort of panic in the background of having to hurry up, I managed to sit down one afternoon on a Sunday and almost wrote the whole book. That would never happen to me normally, and I don't know why I did that day, but I just wanted to have a lot of different dogs, so they sort of happened.
So where did this love of wordplay come from?
Childhood, really. I used to have word games with my father, who enjoyed making up silly words like I do, and so we would have competitions to outdo one another. No, it's just a lifetime thing, really.
I believe he called you Arabella Slap Cabbage.
He did indeed. But I never knew until recently that there was actually an Arabella Slap Cabbage in some musical comedy thing or something that used to be quite popular in the north of England and Scotland when my husband and my father came from. And he will have picked it up presumably somewhere in his background, I suppose. And so I now know at least there was an Arabella Slap Cabbage once. Yeah.
Well, let's find out more about your childhood. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Kaingaroa Plantation, which is a very big forest in New Zealand of pine trees. And my father was in charge of the southern end of the plantation. And so it was a very rural childhood.
And what was life like there?
Well, when you're a small child, wherever you are, it's really, you know, it was pretty good.
Was it lonely? Did you have lots of other kids around with you?
Yes. There were hardly ever children the same age as me because it was such a small settlement. And so I made my own amusement a lot of the time.
And do you think the forest influenced your stories and illustrations later on?
Probably without my thinking about it, I guess. Yes. I mean, you wouldn't say so necessarily looking at the books, but definitely the kind of childhood, yes, would have done.
And were you sitting at the kitchen table drawing a lot?
Yes, very early.
What were you drawing?
I began with cars, possibly because we didn't have one at the time. And I rather liked getting to town to see toy shops and things and popcorn. And so I drew a great deal when I was very small, and kept on going, really, because it was art, which was my main thing, really.
And what about animals? Because you've made animals the territory that you're most known for, illustrating.
Well, all the cats in the neighbourhood thought our place was the place to come to, because we had a very deep porch which had two doormats, and in very freezing cold weather they would all sit on our doormats.
Very sensible. Yeah. Who was Squib?
Squib was one of our original cats when I was a child. He was a big, fat, tabby cat who had notches all over his ears and scars on his nose, and he had a leg that had been caught in a gin trap twice, which is horrible. And so he had a sort of pig leg, and really was totally battle scarred, but he was the biggest drip at home in terms of being soppy and friendly, as long as his friends didn't know that he could behave like that.
And I believe he was the model for Scarface Claw, the toughest Tom in town.
He was.
So what kind of books were you reading as a child that influenced your writerly and illustrating mind?
Everything I could lay my hands on, really.
What did you enjoy?
Everything. Blyton, of course, even though she's been pinned down several times over the years for all the wrong things. Grimm's, I had my mother's Grimm's fairy tales, which that particular edition was published somewhere near 1900, really, and so the language was quite old-fashioned, but I loved it because of that.
And what about Dr. Seuss, you know, with that wordplay?
Dr. Seuss, definitely, and I met Dr. Seuss once.
You met him?
Yes, I met him and said to him that the book I'd loved of his when I was a child was Scrambled Eggs Super. And he said, oh, you mean green eggs and ham? I said, no, I don't. I mean scrambled egg soup. And he couldn't even remember it. But not long after that, it came out in a collection of his stories. So he obviously went home and dug it out of a drawer.
You reminded him.
Yeah, I must have done, yes.
Well, this is The Book Show. I'm with children's illustrator and writer, Linley Dodd. Now, Linley, you went to art school and then you started teaching. How did you come to write picture books and illustrate them?
Well, I had taught for 5 years and then stopped to have my children. And then Eve Sutton, who was a cousin of my husband's, said, you know, we've had a conversation before about writing children's books. Why don't we get going now? Because you're reading children's books to your children. And I said, okay, you know, I was home then and perhaps I would do that with her. And so she said, but I can't think of any ideas. Have you got any? And I said, well, our cat Woosket gets in and out of boxes and cupboards and dark corners. You know, can you make anything out of that? And so she did.
So this became My Cat Likes to Hide in Boxes.
Yes.
And in fact, my mother still has a copy from probably the 80s.
Gosh.
That we would have been reading when we were little.
First edition, probably.
Who knows? I'm not sure what the date on it was.
Yeah.
So the Harry McClary series was a kind of instant success, wasn't it?
It was. I'd already produced 5 books by that time. And yes, it was instantly so, unexpectedly so, I didn't expect it.
How did you reflect on its success?
Well, I couldn't believe it, really.
It took a while
to sink in.
Did it make it hard to go on? Did you get writer's block or illustrator's block?
No, I didn't, because my publisher wanted a second book fairly quickly when she realised it was going to be quite popular. And so could I come up with another idea? And quite by chance, I was down at the butcher shop one day, and in those days you could park opposite the butcher shop. So I'd bought my meat, I'd gone back to the car, turned on the ignition and then looked back, and there was a dog walking away from the butcher shop with a huge pile of meat and bones in his mouth, and a little light bulb went off and said, Harry McClary. And that was the second one.
Linley Dodd, I'd like to know more about your process, because every night my children ask me to tell them stories, and I have to admit I'm really quite bad at it. Luckily their father has some ability there, but it really shows me that it's really hard to tell stories to children that are engaging. How complex is it for you to write simple stories in a way that appeals to children?
Well, the language has to appeal. And I'm very hot on language, I must admit, because I always was, even as a child. It's got to sound good. It's got to be rhythmical. And because, of course, I've got stuck with rhyme with Harry McClary, which is doubly hard. But because of that, there is a rhythm to them and a sort of musicality, I hope, to them that makes them nice to read and nice to listen to. And if there are nice, interesting words and bits of fun, you know, and a dog getting up to mischief is something which appeals to children. So, you know, it's it seems to work.
But there's a plot in there as well.
Yeah.
Not all children's books have a plot.
I think they need one.
Me too. Mm. As the person who's reading it, I need it.
Well, you've got to have something to wind up to, don't you?
So Norman Lindsay explained the success of his children's book, The Magic Pudding, in terms of the fact that it had lots of food and fighting.
Yes.
What are the elements you think make for a successful picture book?
Well, the fact that they're a gang of dogs to start with, so they're all chums. But also that they get up to mischief, or at least Harry leads them into mischief, definitely. Children love that.
Mm.
And I hope the language as well.
And are you writing and illustrating at the same time?
My process is usually starting with the idea, which I did have in all my ideas are in my ideas book, which I insist that everybody who wants to write should keep. And then it's just a question of taking that idea and seeing where it goes. What's the ending going to be? Because with a picture book, it's a short thing. It's got to lead somewhere. And then I literally get stuck into it. But at the same time, I've got images in my head too.
How many drafts do you go through?
Up to about 22,
wow.
Even up to 25, which children think's utterly pathetic because they get it right first time.
So how long does this take you?
Well, if I'm starting at the beginning of the year with an idea, I'm usually almost finished the text by about mid-year. And at the same time, I've been doing little roughs, which I call dummies, of all the pages, so that when I submit the manuscript to the publisher, they could see what the illustrations are going to be as well. And it's at that point that they say yay or nay. And luckily, it's been yay.
I can't imagine them saying nay. Now, are there more books brewing, Lindley?
Yes, this one I'm supposed to be getting on with. My publisher's beginning to despair because I'm not getting it done, which he thought I was going to.
Now, there's a wonderful exhibition on with your life's work on display at the Yarra Ranges Regional Museum. What's it like to see your life's work on display?
Well, it's but a selection, of course, because I've got about 600 pictures or something tucked away in my files. But it's a lovely thing to see. And also because one hasn't been looking at them lately, you know, to actually see the originals all together like that, it's really quite humbling.
So you like Dr. Seuss and have forgotten what you've made?
Not completely, not quite so totally as he did on that occasion. But no, because my work is in files, unless I have a reason to drag them out, they sit there and not looked at for quite a while.
Well, Lindley, it's been such a pleasure to meet you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Lindley Dodd is an award-winning children's book author from New Zealand, and there's an exhibition of her artwork in Melbourne at the moment. It's called The Lindley Dodd Story, and it's on at the Yarra Ranges Regional Museum, as I mentioned, until January. And it sounds like the perfect reason for a weekend trip to the hills over the holidays, I think. I think I'll do that, definitely. This is The Book Show. I'm Sarah Lestrange.